summer was a tough time for IMPD and for the city with the death of Officer Perry Wren. But I feel like we've heard more reports about officers being shot at or officers having to use their weapon than we have in recent memory. Is this a particularly dangerous time for officers out there doing their jobs?
I think for any person wearing a uniform today, for any police agency, it's a very dangerous time. And when you have groups of individuals chanting, "Kill a police officer," when you hear that in major cities across the nation, fortunately, we have not heard that here in Indianapolis, but the numbers of officers involved in deadly conflicts or confrontations since I've been here has been very troublesome to me. It does prove that the chief is putting the officers in the right place at the right times, and it does prove the brave work that they do each and every day. But we've lost two officers in the last 2 years, tragically, and both of those individuals were acting heroically. But we've also had 30-plus incidents where officers have either been fired upon or they've had to fire towards someone else to protect their life. That is a large number for 2 years. It's probably the greatest number in the history of this city that I know of, that anyone's been able to show me with data. There's no tougher job that I know of than to be a police officer on the front lines day in and day out, other than someone that's bravely serving in our military for this nation.
But while Riggs says he is dismayed by the amount of violence on-duty IMPD officers are confronted with, he says DPS spent much of 2014 finding ways to improve relationships with the community at large. He says a key part of this has been revamping both IMPD's disciplinary process for officers and its citizen complaint process, which he says was slow and cumbersome when he first arrived. Riggs says that giving IMPD Chief Rick Height control over the disciplinary process and streamlining the citizen complaint process has increased response times, giving both residents and officers resolution for complaints much faster than in the past.
So that's one of many steps we have to take to show the public that we're serious about discipline and we're serious about making sure that our officers are behaving appropriately, administratively and criminally. And I can say this, a lot of the changes we made and the recommendations of strengthening this came from our workforce because they want to be known as a Department of Integrity and Honor. Now, those are just a couple of things, but you have to realize to earn trust of the public and make sure that we have a working relationship, we were doing community conversations, going into communities, listening to people, making sure that we were there and being responsible to them and accountable to them. We have been working on body cameras long before Ferguson became an issue because we want people to see what we're doing day in and day out in our police department. We have done this and many other things, including looking at the way we hire to look at the diversity within the ranks of DPS to make sure that we're getting the best and brightest out of the city of Indianapolis. We have worked very hard on the recruitment, the last two classes we've had on the police department, and the last class for the fire department was very much in line with the racial makeup of our community. We didn't change the test. What we did was we went out and recruited the young people in our community. That's a diverse group, and as a result, we got a diverse class. We've done all that to earn the trust, and we have to continue to work every day to earn the trust and respect of every member and every citizen within Indianapolis.
I want to ask you about the staffing situation. I know that back in April, the IMPD Staffing Commission recommended increasing the force by about 230 officers by 2018. The commission laid out a few ways to reach that goal. The council didn't necessarily take them up on all of those recommendations. How successful of a year was 2014 in addressing those staffing issues?
Well, we've been addressing this since I arrived the very end of 2012, and a lot of people are asking about the low number of officers just simply because of the recession in 2008. This city was able to weather it, and it's remarkable, without laying off anyone, but it wasn't hiring anyone as a result either. But before I would ever ask for additional funding for officers, I want to make sure we were doing our due diligence and being as lean as possible, effective and efficient. So we started looking at our allocation of personnel and found out we had far too few officers actually working the streets of Indianapolis. The chief has worked through that process since then. He's in between 120 and 150 officers, moving them back to the streets of Indianapolis. At that point, we said we need an additional 100 to 200 officers to take the strain off of our police officers because of the stress and the workload that they were enduring. We asked for additional officers. We were not able to get them immediately. The council put a committee together, came up with the same number that we came up with, and they have given additional funding for approximately 30 or 40 officers. I think it's also important to point out that within our own budget, we found enough savings within the police department to hire 50 additional officers each year for the next 3 or 4 years. That's significant. The Department of Public Safety and the police department worked very hard to take a budget that was having trouble purchasing, quite frankly, toilet paper and soap for substations when we arrived, took that same budget and found enough money to hire 50 officers. With the additional money coming in from the council, we're going to be able to hire 90 officers this year, at least 90 officers next year. We believe in the next 3 to 4 years we'll have as many as 125 to 200 additional officers as a result of this.
All in all, this has been a pretty busy year for the Department of Public Safety. What can we expect from the department in 2015?
Well, we're not going to slow down. I can assure you that. We have been extremely busy. I would put our work product, the quality of our work over the last 2 years, up against any city in America. We are leading the nation in the way we're handling the heroin growth across this nation. We're leading the nation in data-driven government. We're leading the nation in the way we are using business plans and good, efficient, and effective government. The good news is a lot of the hard work building that foundation, making sure that we were in the right position, has been done, and I really believe that our workforce is on the precipice of doing some significant things for this city that will be emulated by other departments throughout this country, and I certainly believe that that's within our grasp in 2015.